It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A missing Minnesota man has been found dead in northeast Iowa. The Allamakee County Sheriff's Office says the body of 34-year-old Don Watson of Rochester, who had been missing since last Thursday, was located in the Upper Iowa River about 15 miles northeast of Waukon. An ACSO deputy initially found Watson's parked vehicle at Wild Landing near the intersection of Iowa River Drive and Lycurgus Road on Sunday. Deputies searched the area and the river that day but did not find anything. Law enforcement returned on Monday and began searching by boat. Shortly before noon Monday, someone called the Allamakee County Sheriff's Office to report a body in the river. Authorities and Iowa DNR responded to the scene and confirmed there was a man in the water about 3 miles downriver from Wild Landing. The Allamakee County Medical Examiner's Office pronounced Watson dead. The incident remains under investigation. No foul play is suspected. It took an extra week, plus some extra talk and trimming, but the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors has approved the county's 2026-2027 fiscal year budget. During their regular meeting April 13th, supervisors did not vote on the FY27 budget over concerns of the ending fund balance for the current fiscal year closing June 30th, more specifically having too much money from unspent allocations. The main focus was the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, which is projected to return $100,000 from the current year's budget, a year after returning almost $230,000. That prompted a special budget work session last Friday, during which Board Chair Jacob Hackman said it was the supervisor's job to question if departments were budgeting too much fluff.
Is there some county departments that are budgeting way too much compared to their needs? You can play the what-if game all day long. I know some discussion was around the sheriff's department. You know, he's a very good sheriff. Every department has good as what they do. But remember, we are the people between the taxpayer and the departments on the revenue stuff and the financial keepers of their funds. We serve the people, right?
County Attorney David Laudner countered.
To me, and I'm just going to speak freely, as a department head, that means you did a bad job of budgeting.
Correct.
Because if you didn't work with the department head, and if you didn't carefully scrutinize enough department's budgets, working with the department head, that you have that much fluff is the word we use, that much overage in there, that you feel like you're going to withhold money that's been budgeted. That goes back to the beginning where the mistake was made. You're trying to fix something that should have been fixed long ago and addressed long ago.
Supervisor Stephen Breitbach agreed.
I just wish if we thought some of these numbers were too high that we would have adjusted them 6 weeks ago instead of the last hour.
After an hour of discussion last Friday, the consensus was to make adjustments to the sheriff's budget and the general supplemental levy rate, which was reviewed by Hackman during their regular meeting on Monday morning.
Decrease public safety department 5, proposed county budget from $2,532,111 to $2,382,111, and decrease the general supplemental levy rate from 1.39256 to 1.30. That was discussed Friday in a budget work session, and their consensus at that time was to make this change in 26-27 proposed budget.
Prior to passing the FY27 budget on a 4-1 vote, with Breitbach the lone dissenting vote, supervisors approved pay raises for elected officials of about 3% each for themselves, County Auditor Sheila Shackleton, County Recorder Shirley Troina, and County Treasurer Matthew Isbrand, plus over 4% for Sheriff Ryan Shaver and almost 5.5% for County Attorney David Laudner. All raises will take effect July 1st. The property tax rate in Charles City is set to decrease after the City Council on Monday night approved the city's budget for the 2026-2027 fiscal year. City Administrator Tyler Trout laid out the numbers to take effect July 1st.
Levy is slightly decreasing from previous fiscal year. Our total levy request is $4.55 million. Total revenues are $2,045,000. Total expenditures are $23,317,000. A big part of the big expenditure coming up will be the finishing out the City Hall project.
Councilman Patrick Lumley said the FY27 budget was a team effort.
There was some give and take, but really all we're really doing is maintaining what we have. You don't see, other than Park and Rec, which is adding some additional amenities for our residents, really all we're maintaining our current infrastructure and pieces that we have. We want to have a good fire department. We want to have fire engines that work. These are all good things, and they all cost money.
Lumley commended the various city departments for their work on the budget, while also noting this year's process involved several newcomers, City Clerk Brittany Lentz, new council members Jeff Otto and Krista Noah, as well as Trout.
Budget season is January to April, but it never ends, so we'll continue to monitor our budget and save the taxpayers of Charles City anything we can.
While the tax levy rate is coming down, with property valuations in Charles City increasing slightly, the amount of taxes paid will go up just over 3% for residential property owners and almost 11% for commercial property starting July 1st. A $40 million expansion and remodeling project at Floyd County Medical Center continues to track towards completion as expected.
Our new clinic is approximately 91% complete now, so we are just a few numbers away from being at that golden 100%. We're still on schedule for a summer open date.
That's FCMC Marketing Director Mackenzie McNeil, who says they're already making plans to show off the largest expansion of the Charles City Hospital since it was built in 1965.
We still anticipate construction wrapping up in June. And then there will be a few weeks where we need to move equipment and furniture in, you know, actually get it ready for patient care. And as of right now, we are planning to host our ribbon cutting and open house on Saturday, July 18th. That is our target date.
McNeil also acknowledges the challenges construction has meant to patients.
Our teams are still working on our lab as well as the outpatient specialty department. And again, we just want to thank the community for your patience as we have these growing pains, but they're not going to last forever and it's going to be so worth it.
McNeil adds, stay tuned for more details. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.